Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies. You have made it to Saturday afternoon. This is the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on Power Talk 1210. Let me be the first to say to all of you in our listening audience, happy National Pizza Month. Yes, for the entire month of October, we're going to be celebrating pizza in all of its grandeur, in all of its deliciousness. And there is no better place to be celebrating pizza in style that we have chosen for you this afternoon than Sauce Pizza and Wine in the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle and Casas Adobas Plaza. Come on down. There's all kinds of fun coming up, going on here in Sauce. We're going to be talking for the full hour about great pizza, about wine, about great pastas and paninis and salads and everything that is manifest on the Sauce menu. And I just love coming here because the word sauce is so much fun to say. I can't stop saying it. But anyway, joining us as she does periodically throughout the year is one of the most sophisticated palates in all of the Grand Canyon State. She's my good friend. She is an historic food writer in this town. She has written for darn near every publication. She is the well-fed foodie on Facebook. The beautiful Rita Connolly is here.
Hello, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Celebrity co-host.
Celebrity. I like that.
Don't let it go to your head, right? It's only radio, right?
Only radio.
So, how you doing? A long time, no see.
Long time. Doing good. Been pretty busy, yeah. Which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Right on.
It's been lots of fun. You know, I've been busy. I'm picking up, doing a little bit of writing here for Adam and a little bit. I just get ready to do a piece for 520 Eats.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
And that's a new exciting little, website that's coming up in town. And I think there's a lot of potential there. And so it's going to be lots of fun. And it's October, so it's like there's so much happening in Tucson when it comes to food.
I love it. Especially this month, like you said, there's so many things going on. Now, Jamie and Chris and the gang over at 520 Eats, a lot of fun. 520eats.com, they got this great blog. They got all they're sort of covering the food and beverage scene like you and I do. Now, are you able to tell a little bit about what you're going to be doing some writing
on? Well, I'm going to be writing about, I have been eating his food, but I never have gotten to meet the man. And he was just really interesting to talk to. He's passionate about his food. He's not like that crazy, passionate, over the edge kind of thing.
Right.
He really knows what he's talking about. And they smoke everything over there themselves. They do all their own bakery. I had a tomato jam there the other night that was just out of this world.
All scratch made, too.
All scratch. Yeah. Everything's made from scratch. And it's really cool. He said that at any given time, there's bacon in different stages, being smoked, being cured. So they're really hands-on kind of thing. And I've always loved Union. I mean, it's always one of my more favorite places to go. It's close to home.
Agreed. And speaking of Union, I should say, coming up on Monday, October the 5th, there's their Scotch and Smoke Dinner.
I'll be there.
I'll be there as well. I think five courses. Every course has a particular smoked element to it.
Right.
Paired with a fine single malt Scotch. I mean, this is just firing on all cylinders.
Well, you like Scotch, don't you?
I'm a big Scotch fan.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know, let me just say, if it starts with a W and ends with a Y and rhymes with whiskey, I'm all in, Rita.
There you go.
I'm all about whiskey. But anyway, here we are celebrating pizza. National Pizza Month. I mean, where do we even begin?
I don't know. I've always said that you talk about your last meal, what's going to be at your last meal? Well, pizza's going to be at mine. I'll have maybe some a couple other things, but pizza is definitely going to be at mine, and it's just, I can have it any time, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's just really wonderful. There's so many good places in town to have pizza, and I love stuff. I mean, we go there often, and it's because it's easy to come in, have a good pizza, a bottle of wine, and you don't spend a whole lot of money.
Exactly.
And it's just really fun, and pizza Golly gee, you know, I could eat it every day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
You know, in the current issue of Inside Tucson Business, I want all of our foodies to go out there and grab a copy. I actually take the pizza issue on in the current issue, and I talk about everything from the 3 to 4 millimeter thick pizzas here at Sauce, which is in and out of the oven in less than 5 minutes, to the 6 pound pizza at Rocco's. You know, and there's only 6 slices in this bad boy. That means each slice weighs a pound.
I read that. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, you probably shouldn't know that when you're going to eat it, though.
Yeah, we actually just saw Rocco a couple of hours ago. I was over at Jonathan's Cork.
Okay.
Their annual chili cook-off was this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, help recognize the guy who took home the gold today. You know, there was 10 Tucson Originals restaurants that were participating in the chili cook-off, all raising money to send kids to camp. You know, coming out of nowhere, Sam Alboy, Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, took all the
that's excellent.
All the votes.
What was the pizza that he made?
The chili.
I'm sorry.
So it was a linguica sausage chili with that had some sweet notes to it. Mm. So the savory aspect of the sausage, the sweet notes of some seasoning, all blended together, beautifully complex, but really balanced.
Oh, that's cool.
And basically, you vote with your money. So there's no checkbox to fill out. You just put a dollar in the can if you vote for him.
Oh, okay.
And his cup runneth over with dollar bills.
Well, what a great way to raise money, too. What a fun way to raise money, you know.
I think they raised about $15,000 just today, which is going to send 300 or 400 kids out off to camp. You know, Jonathan is really at the heart of everything philanthropic in this community, and it's just such a privilege that we have him here in town.
Right.
He's all about the kids for sure.
Right. That's excellent.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Excellent. So, and then next week, and I believe it's Tucson Meet Yourself. Am I correct about that?
I think so. I think it's coming up. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the official release, but yeah. And again, and then there's the Margarita Festival.
And the Beer Festival.
And the Beer Festival. And there's so much going on. And then in between all of these festivals, you actually sit down and find some time to write.
Yeah, I do. I do. It's fun. I get to write about fun stuff, though. You know, so it's not... It's work, but it's not hard. You know, it's lots of fun, and people are very people love to talk about food. It's amazing. You know, people get started, and it's kind of can't stop. You know.
And you've got a big project coming up. And when I first heard about this project that you had, and that you know this idea that you pitched to a publishing company for a book, I was so excited because these are the stories that we all want to continue to tell about the lost restaurants of Tucson.
That's right.
And that's the name of the book.
That's the name of the book. And it's going to be published by the History Press. It'll be on the bookshelves all around town on December 7th, kind of an auspicious day, but December 7th is the day it'll be here. You'll be able to buy it on Amazon.com. You can get it at their website, ArcadiaPublishing.com. I think there'll be book signings, I'm thinking. We're working on that right now with the marketing people. We're talking about having a dinner somewhere, possibly bringing in a lot of the recipes from the old restaurants, and then having, you know, a dinner, and probably include a book in the price of the dinner.
Oh, what a great idea.
And I know nothing about marketing, per se. I just people tell me, do this, and I do that, and that's what I'll do. But the book has been I had so much fun doing the research.
And what's the concept of the book, generally
speaking?
Well,
basically, it starts from the very beginning of Tucson. The book starts, they came to me, actually. I was really shocked. Years ago, I had written some articles about old restaurants for the Weekly, and they saw that in the Weekly, and they called me and wanted to know if I wanted to write this book. And I said, yes, I do. And so I start back, as I do a little bit of the history of Tucson, and you know, like in the old restaurants, you know, but there were women selling tamales on the street, you know, taverns, you know, that had food, mostly canned things like sardines and pickles and stuff like that. But then around 1860, there was a place called Levin's Garden, and that family ends up as the Papagayo family, all the Alex, you know, the Maison family, yeah, and that's their great grandfather, and he had this little place called Levin's Garden. It was like he was like the entertainment king of Tucson, and there was bowling and a picnic area and a tavern, of course, mm-hmm. and I think there was a brothel, and they served Mexican food, and that's like that whole family went on forever to become, you know, Papagayo, you know, and all the way to Boca Tacos, you know. So it's just really, it was really, and talking with Maria, Alice Mason.
Yes.
I don't know if you know her.
Yes.
She is the dearest, sweetest woman, and she had so many great little stories to talk about her family, you know, and she talks about how after her father died, he used to have this habit of jingling his keys in his pocket, you know, like, you know, people do, and he says that people used to hear after he died, they hear this jingling of keys in the restaurant, you know. So, like, he hung out at the restaurant long after he was gone, he hung out at the restaurant.
And these are the kinds of stories that we hear in the Lost Restaurants of Tucson. It's coming out on December the 7th.
Right.
If you were a part of the old generation of Tucson restaurant culture, this is a must-have.
And I take it, and I take it all the way to, Bluefin Closing, you know. And I had a really great interview with this guy who used to work at the Bum Steer.
No, I wonder who that could have been.
I don't know who that was, but Matt contributed a huge chunk of the whole Bum Steer story.
The Bum Steer holds a very special place in my heart. Absolutely.
And a lot of our hearts, you know.
We're talking to Rita Connolly, the well-fed foodie on Facebook and the author of The Lost Restaurants of Tucson, coming out on December the 7th. This is a must for anybody who loves great food and great stories here in Southern Arizona. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, there's another great food event that's coming up here in just a few weeks, and it all is raising money for this amazing organization called Nourish. And the executive director of Nourish herself, Mandy Carlson, is going to be joining.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from Sauce Pizza and Wine on the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle of the Casas in Nova's Plaza, celebrating National Pizza Month at Sauce. Rita Connolly, our celebrity co-host.
Hello, hello.
We're at Sauce.
Sauce.
It's just such a fun word.
Yes,
to
it
say.
Is. It is.
Anyway, we teed this up right before our commercial break. You know, we talked a little bit about some of the great food events that are happening here in this community, and there's an event coming up on October the 23rd called Taste for Nourish, and here representing this great organization that does profoundly impactful work here in Southern Arizona is the executive director from Nourish. She's actually sitting right here, right now. Mandy Carlson, how are you, Mandy?
Good, how are you guys?
I'm doing great. I'm hungry. We're going to be eating here pretty soon because we're at Sauce.
Yes.
But anyway, before we get to the details of this great event, which I think should be a must on all the calendars of anyone who loves to support great causes while having a great bite at the same time, give our listeners a sense of what Nourish is as an organization and the
great work that you do in this community.
Yeah, so Nourish, we are a local nonprofit, and we provide family and community support for children with feeding challenges. And so we started in 2011, and since then we've been able to raise over $100,000 in feeding and dietitian scholarship funds for families who could not otherwise afford those services. We noticed in the downturn with the economy and all the struggles that families were having with different insurance policies changes and just being able to access insurance, that families weren't able to afford these really, in many cases, life-changing, life-saving, important therapy sessions. So that's how Nourish was born. And so since then, we've been, like I said, been able to raise over $100,000. And a large part of that comes from this annual event that we have, Taste for Nourish. That's going to be at the Fox Theater on October 23rd.
Now, so there's this big gap then that Nourish fills in this community. I mean, there's a significant need, and there are resources that help to sort of respond to those needs. But Nourish comes in, brings some money to the table, and really helps to provide these supportive services. Now, talk a little bit about some of the feeding challenges that these kids are experiencing.
Sure. So we see a right away array of kids. So we have kids who are born premature, who just don't know how to suck, swallow, or breathe. Mm. And so at birth, or shortly after, they're struggling to survive. So then they have a G-tube placed oftentimes through their nose that if it's a long-term thing will go to their stomach. So then we're helping them learn how to move from eating by tube to eating by mouth, which I'm sure both of you can really appreciate.
Indeed, we can. Yes.
The importance of eating by mouth and being able to enjoy all those wonderful flavors and tastes. And then we have kids who, just for whatever reason, maybe they had a choking episode in the past, or, you know, a lot of kids on the autism spectrum just really are very fearful of food and have like a neophobia around food. And it's really interesting, especially for people who love to eat, that you would see a turkey dinner or a piece of birthday cake and think that's not food and have a fear, like a go into fight or flight when you see a new food that's not in your food repertoire. And so we really help those kids kind of work through those anxieties and those struggles and be able to enjoy mealtime, trust food, and have a healthy relationship with food and enjoy food again. And it becomes a struggle for the entire family.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So we help those kids. We help kids who have Down syndrome, who just don't really know how to organize their mouth to be able to eat safely and swallow safely. We help a lot of those kids. Just a lot of different kids come through our doors, and we help, you know, love and help them
well,
all.
That's enough for me to write a check. I'm going to write a check. I'm going to put it in the mail. I want all of our listeners to do the same. You know, Rita, we love great food, great drink, great conversation.
Yes.
Sometimes we take some of that for granted.
We should. Yeah.
There is a population in this community that really can't have that level of enjoyment. We want to help facilitate, help to maximize that.
Right.
Nourish does that.
Yes.
So flood this organization with your thoughts and your prayers and your money and your support and your talents and all of your resources, because this is the kind of an organization that's making a remarkable difference here in Southern Arizona. Now, we got a couple of minutes left. October the 23rd at the Fox Theater, Taste for Nourish. What's up?
So we are going to be showing, and this is exciting, this is the second we've been doing little short food films. So there's short films based on food. So hopefully your audience will appreciate that. And then we have our local restaurants. Every year, our local restaurants are just amazing, and they just support this community so much, and Nourish is no exception.
Right.
So this year, is it okay to list?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we have Cushing Street, we have Alfonso's Oil, we have Skyline Country Club, we have Feast, we have Marco's Pizza, Kingfisher, the Marriott University Park Hotel, and the JW Marriott Star Pass. Cats for Causes, Gluten Free Girls, and Blue Willow are the restaurants that are all donating appetizers and desserts.
That's an A-list, Mandy.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Alfonso Olive Oil, Gourmet Olive Oil, and Balsamic's one of the sponsors of this show.
Oh, great.
Star Pass, home of Iron Chef Danny Perez. You know, you've got Doug Levy at Feast. You've got, you know, Murph at Kingfisher. You got the A-list of restaurateurs that are going
to
be there.
Yeah. We basically went, like, who are our favorite places to go in Tucson? Let's go there and ask them to please donate.
And so what time does the event start on the 23rd?
Doors open at 6:30. It's a silent auction and raffle until 8:30. We have some really great prizes or things there you can auction on, bid on, or get raffle tickets for. Disneyland tickets, Southwest Airline tickets, a lot of great local hotels have also donated.
Oh, great.
Hotel Congress, JW Star Pass, Tanqueray Guest Ranch, and the Restored Look have all donated overnight in meal packages.
What does it cost?
$35. Oh, the low cost price of $35.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Okay. It is a gonga.
$35. And how can our listeners get tickets for this event?
So you can go on to our website, www.nourishaz.org, and you can purchase online. You can call our office at 520-829-9635. And it's kind of a little telephone tree, but you'll get to us.
You'll find it.
Yeah, yeah. So those are the easiest ways to, or you can come by the Mealtime Connections Clinic, which is at 1601 North Tucson Boulevard.
Okay, great. So online, nourishaz.org. Put October the 23rd on your calendar starting at 6:30. This is deliciousness manifest in every possible way at the Fox Theater to support this great organization called Nourish. Executive Director Mandy Carlson, I am just, I'm honored to meet you, and I salute you and your organization for everything you do in this community. I think it's remarkable, and you have found some new friends on this show for sure.
Oh, yes, for sure. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks
I'll
so much,
I'll write about
Mandy.
It on my blog.
Very
oh, fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank
when
you.
She writes, people read and they listen and they do things.
Good.
They act on read. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to kitchen manager and chef extraordinaire here at Sauce Pizza and Wine, helping to celebrate National Pizza Month here at Sauce on the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in Casas de Novas Plaza. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Sauce Pizza and Wine on the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in the Casas de Novas Plaza. I'm here with my celebrity co-host. She's the well-fed foodie on Facebook and also the author of Lost Restaurants of Tucson, which hits the shelves on December the 7th. Rita Conley.
Hey there, Matt. Thanks for having me. This is always fun.
It's
always
so much fun. You know, we eat, we drink, and we talk.
Yeah, we do.
That's
three
what
things
we do.
I'm good at.
That's why we get along so well.
That's right.
Anyway, we want to remind again our audience to go to nourishaz.org to get tickets for A Taste of Nourish happening on October the 23rd. And to remind all of our fellow foodies that Rita Conley is the wisdom behind the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook. Go to Facebook and check out Well-Fed Foodie. Like it. Follow the blog. Become a part of this food conversation.
Exactly.
Because that's where all the action is.
That's right.
Speaking of action,
yes.
It's National Pizza Month.
It is National Pizza Month.
And here's a guy.
Better than Christmas.
That's right. Here's a guy who's been keeping pretty darn busy, and it's only the third of the month. The kitchen manager and the chef here at Sauce, my friend John May, is here. John, how you doing, man?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I mean, here we're going to celebrate pizza in all of its majesty.
Yes.
And Sauce is just a manifestation of that.
Absolutely.
Where else would we be right now?
No doubt. Nowhere else.
So anyway, you guys here at Sauce are doing something pretty darn cool, I think, for National Pizza Month. You know, it's all about audience participation.
It is.
It's all about hearing from the community. And a little bit later on the show, we're going to be hearing about your journey, a little bit about what Sauce is all about. But to celebrate and commemorate National Pizza Month here, what are you guys doing at Sauce?
Well, we have a really great event that we do this time every year, and it's our BYOP, and it's basically Build Your Own Pizza. It's really your chance to be the executive chef, to pick your sauce, pitch your crust, pick your toppings, and enter it either. You can come into any of our locations here, or you can actually do it online as well.
Hmm.
And basically create it to your heart's content. Make whatever you like and enter it. And if it's chosen, that's going to be a pizza that we're going to end up running in November for our specialty pizza for the entire month. So it's going to come out, and what we have is guests submit any cards at our locations. from now until the 18th. And then after that point, we're going to have our executive chefs pick the winning pizza, the winning pie. And from that point on, we're going to create it, bring everything into our stores, and we'll run it as a little bit of a demo. And then on November 1st, we'll start running as the Pizza of the Month.
How fun is that? And so let me get this right. That's you start from the beginning. You get to pick what sort of crust you want.
Everything.
You know, whether that's the sort of the hand-stretched or the original thin, the gluten-free.
Absolutely.
And then you then move your way onto the sauce.
Yep.
And then the cheese.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of cheese to work with. I like the smoked mozzarella, Chef.
Right.
But that's I don't want to give too much away
because I'm entering this competition.
And then all the kinds of ingredients, and you and the team, the committee is going to get together, go through all of the entries.
Absolutely.
If you need any help, I'll help you decide.
Yeah, the tasting is the best part.
And
you don't have to feel constrained either by just the ingredients you see on our menu. Last year, our winner had ingredients that we brought in from outside. So, I mean, feel free to be as creative and have as much fun as you want to have with it.
Now, there's a lot at stake here, John May. I mean, the person who ascends to the position of victory actually not only gets the bragging rights to have their own custom-crafted pizza on your menu starting in November, but there's some goodies that they get, too.
There is. They actually are going to receive a $200 gift card from us, and they also will get to pick a donation to a charity of their cause. And pie that we sell, $1 will go as a donation to the charity of their choice.
That's remarkable.
Wow.
That's remarkable. So whatever their charity is, you're going to adopt, and you're going to send $1 per pizza to support that charity.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And it also gets promoted out in everything that we do for the Pizza of the Month and the winner and everything. So it'll actually get some press out there, and actually everyone will be talking about, hey, that's their charity, and that's our Pizza
that's
of the
great.
Month.
That's great.
Isn't that
wonderful.
Fun? Okay, now I hope you have a lot of Kalamata olives in stock.
We do.
For what I'm throwing down, John.
Nice.
And I'm gonna keep a little bit close to the vest because I don't want to announce my particular entry on live radio. But Rita, have you thought about if there was one pizza that was a manifestation of the sophisticated palate of Rita Connolly, what has to be on there? You don't have to tell about the whole pizza.
I'm pretty boring when it comes to pizza. I am just a cheese pizza chick from all the way back. Good sauce, good cheese, and then I'm happy. And then you don't have to do anything else. I know it's kind of boring.
There's nothing boring about cheese, Rita Connolly. let me tell you.
But I really that's when I order pizza, because I think that's how you can really tell if a pizza place has a good pizza, is by their cheese pizza. Because you can put lots of stuff on it and what have you, and then you don't taste the pizza. I mean, I years ago, and it's in the book, I worked for a place called The Last Chance Pizza Parlor, and it was on Speedway. And I made a bazillion pizzas. And it was still even then, it was just, it was a big, thick crust Chicago pizza. But give me this cheese pizza. And I know it might not be boring, but
there's nothing boring about it.
No.
Cheese is what anchors a great pie.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned that you can come into any of the sauce locations here in Southern Arizona and fill out the form. Remind all of our listeners exactly where all the sauces are here in Tucson.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have three locations here in Tucson. So we have our Broadway location, and then we have one on Campbell. This is just a little south of Fort Lowell. And then, of course, we have our Casas Adobes location. And you can enter, if you happen to be in Phoenix and you're up there, we have seven locations up there now. We have a brand new location, which we call Uptown, which is at Camelback and Central, and it's a brand new location. It's kind of a template for what we're going to be doing with the brand and growing. And we're going to have a brand new location here, should be about this time next year
in
Tucson.
That's what we're hearing. Yep. So what are the details on that, Chef?
Yeah, well, we're going to have the opening is going to be at 6540 East Grant, and it's supposed to be spring, maybe late spring, early summer of next year. And it's just really exciting because we get to build a sauce from the ground up, just like we did the one uptown.
Oh, how fun.
So it's kind of fun to actually have the, to be able to make the building and the presentation of the patios and everything just the way you want it.
Wow.
Now, I think that's going to be right next to or in close proximity to the Zinburger.
It is right there, actually, where Grant kind of bends into the Tankerville and all along Restaurant Row there. So it's really a great location.
So no matter where you live, really, in Southern Arizona,
five minutes away.
You're 5 minutes from a sauce.
Yeah.
And we're hoping, we're always really humbled that everyone loves sauce so much. But one of the things we hear is that people love, can we get one closer to us? Can we get one over here. And, of course, as we start, the brand is growing. We are really hoping to get locations, you know, one in your neighborhood next to you.
That's great. Neat. You know, we got about a minute left before we go to another commercial break. But okay. Don't go away because we're going to spend the rest of the hour with you. We're also going to remind all of our listeners that we're going to be doing a trivia question a little bit later on in the show.
I hope it has to do with pizza.
And the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience sauce for themselves, good at any of the locations. But anyway, I shared a little bit about my custom pizza.
Yes.
Rita talked a little bit about what she finds valuable on a great award-winning pie.
Yes.
In the world of John Mayo, as you look at your blank canvas
yes.
of culinary creations, what is your idea of the perfect pie?
Well, I tell you, and I have to agree, I think, you know, the sauce and great cheese and great crust really make a pie. That's the signature of anything. But I just recently made a pizza a little while back. It's a white pizza. It's a chicken Florentine pizza.
Ooh.
And I also made a smoked bacon Florentine. And I have to say, out of it, I love the smoked bacon Florentine. It's a nice smoked bacon, and you mentioned smoked mozzarella.
Yes.
And it's a white-based sauce with almost a bechamel kind of mornay kind of white creme sauce to the bottom. And then it has sautéed spinach with fresh garlic on it.
Wow.
Just simple kind of ingredients.
Sold.
But everything wins on it.
Sold. Anyway, well, we got to take one more commercial break and thank a couple of our sponsors. But and what great timing, because as we're about to go to a commercial break, the food has begun to arrive.
Yes, the best part.
Right here at Sauce. I'm going to be taking pictures. It's going to be up on our Instagram page. It's going to be up on our Twitter. It's going to be up on our Facebook. And you can live vicariously through Matt Russell and Rita Conley and John May. Or you can just come over to Sauce.
There you go.
And feast. Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Excellent.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Sauce Pizza and Wine on the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in the magnificent Casas Adobas Plaza, here with my celebrity co-host, pizza lover, fellow pizza lover, well-fed foodie on Facebook, and the author of Lost Restaurants of Tucson, which comes out December the 7th, Rita Conley.
Hey, Matt. This is so great. Look at all this good food that we have in front of us.
The food just shows up.
Like magic.
I love this show, because it's a food show.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, we're here with executive chef here, kitchen manager at Sauce at Casa de Adobas, John May. Remember, check out this week's edition of Inside Tucson Business. You can get a sense of how John celebrates Sauce right here. And you know, really, every month is Pizza Month here at Sauce, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
October is only 31 days.
Yeah, absolutely. We should just have pizza year.
There you go.
Just running for the whole
year. Well, if there is a pizza year, we're right in the heart of it, man. So now, get us caught up a little bit on your culinary journey. I mean, how did you end up in the culinary arts? Where did that first begin?
Well, oddly enough, I started in a mom-and-pop Italian restaurant. Mm. And I was just a kid. I was 15 years old, and I was dishing and cooking, and it really just got me a love for it. A family restaurant, they put all their love and all their family recipes down, and, you know, that's what we made, and that's what we cooked every day. And, you know, of course, Mom and Grandma would come in the kitchen, and if it wasn't right, she darn well told us it wasn't right. And so it made really learning how to cook food with, you know, some passion and some care and some love really, really important. And then from there on, I actually went and did apprenticeships in French and Italian at a French and Italian restaurant and bistros, and just was hooked from that point on. I think the first time I ever had moules manières, I was done. I was like, that's something that I've never even seen. You know, my mom and grandma are both Southern cooks, and so, you know, they made wonderful Southern dishes and everything, but this was something I didn't even know existed in the culinary world. And from that point on, I said, I have to know more.
Got to do it. Now, yeah. I was reading not too long ago C.J. Ham's Nine on the Line piece in Tucson Foodie. Now, moules, actually, was that part of your last meal if you were going to be facing an electric chair and you had to have your last meal?
Yeah.
Moules on it? There was some...
It was, I think it was the dish that got me hooked.
Oh, that's what it was.
The
okay.
dish that hooked me in,
right.
Because I'd never... just the simple flavors, but prepared so elegantly, and, you know, it stuck with you. You know, it was one of those things that, you know, as a kid, you look at something like mussels and go, oh, I'd never eat that.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
But then you try it, you're like, and, you know, your palate's changed forever.
And I think that sauce really is kind of a manifestation of that passion, because you're thinking about, you know, fresh ingredients.
Absolutely.
Providing sort of this symphony experience. But here at Sauce, there's this kind of quick craft concept, which is fascinating to me. When you and I were chatting on the phone when I was writing the story, that's something that was fascinating, because, I mean, here it's quick service, so you order at the counter.
Yeah.
By the time you get your drink and you sit down at the table, your pizza's already in the oven.
Yeah. It is. Yes, it is. And that's the kind of fun thing about the fast casual atmosphere, is that, you know, you go up, the only thing I always say is different is how you actually place your order. You don't have to wait for a server to come to you. You go to the counter, you order, create it any way you want. If you want to make a build-your-own pizza, there's no limits to how you want to create it. And by the time you're getting your drink and settling in with your family or your friends, we're already crafting your food back there. And everything, of course, we make at Sauce is, you know, handcrafted, made from scratch. You know, we make it all in-house. And so it just gives a different kind of feel to it, a different energy. And as, of course, as a chef and a cook, I love it, because it's fast-paced, it's exciting. You know, we're cooking at the, you know, speed of light back there. You know, hopefully, we're always cooking it.
Well, it's like dinner and a show watching you guys work back there. I mean, you don't break a sweat, but the work is just so much fun. It's as much fun to watch you guys as it is to eat the pizza.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
And when you talk about, you know, these craft, you know, fresh ingredients, you really can taste the difference, because, you know, you've got the big box, you know, chain pizza stores,
sure,
which we're not going to name, and then you have Sauce.
Yeah.
And then you have this commitment to quality. You're not cutting corners. And you think you have to, because the pizza comes out so darn quickly. But when the moment it arrives, and again, you're going to be seeing all these pictures on our Facebook page, it is as much a treat on the eyes as it is on the palate. And that's what a great culinary experience is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because it's fast, that doesn't mean it's
exactly
slacked off at all. You know, it's very, very good pizza. Very good everything.
Yeah, absolutely. We pride ourselves in the craft of our food and everything. And, of course, and, you know, being able to do it as quickly and presented, you know, to your table, it makes for a fun environment and a really fun experience for the family to come. And, of course, we love the open kitchen atmosphere, because we actually get to kind of be part of the dining experience. I've always loved open kitchens. You get to interact with the guests. You get to see things. And sometimes, you know, they even come up and be like, oh, you know, wait, I actually wanted some extra sausage on that, or I wanted a little bit of, and we can tweak it right there for you.
That
makes it great.
That was, you know, probably me, by the way. It was extra sausage.
Yeah, if we were doing some cookie cutter food, we'd never be able to do that for you. So it's really a sense of pride for our cooks, and they do a phenomenal
they
job
sure
when
do.
It comes to it.
You know, my favorite pizza on the menu is the spicy chicken sausage with poblano peppers and smoked mozz. But that is one of a whole host of pizzas. Now, you said you can actually create your own pie here.
You can.
You know, just based on all the ingredients that you have available here on the board. But talk a little bit about, how many pizzas do you have on the menu?
Well, right now we have 11. And with the Build Your Own, we pretty much have an endless amount of pizzas that you can basically make. And the Build Your Own is very, very popular. Everyone likes to make their own pizza. You get to pick your crust, whether it's thin or hand stretch or are gluten-free. And you can put any toppings. You can make it a white pizza. You can make it a pesto pizza. You can make it a red sauce pizza. we can do just about anything you'd like. And even we can also do that with our paninis and everything. Some of the food featured here is some of our gluten-free items. Mm. And the gluten-free option doesn't just stop at the pizza. We can also do it with some of our with our sandwiches and, of course, with our pasta as well.
That's now. Great. That's fantastic.
You could do gluten-free sandwiches here?
I can. I can actually a pizza crust, and I can take our gluten-free pizza crust, and I can make a panini dough out of it, and I can serve you a gluten-free panini.
Wow.
Now, you talked about the pizzas go in. They're in the oven, and they are out of the oven in fewer than 5 minutes on that thin. Now, so
most times,
now,
yes.
So what did you say? That's about 3 to 4 millimeters thick before that pizza goes
I'd say about, yeah, about probably about 4 to 5. I mean, it's not very thick at all. Right. We, you know, we stretch it very, very thin, so it's very crisp and very, very light and airy. And when it comes out, it's just, I think it makes one of the best margarita pizzas or just a great mozz fontina and basil pizza.
How hot is the oven?
Our ovens, we keep it around 650 to 680, depending on the chamber itself.
So that's a hot oven.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's very hot.
That's a hot oven.
Some of ours are a little bit larger, so we keep them a little bit warmer, but they're all pretty much, it's basically just like an Italian wood-fired pizza oven I've used many times in my career, but we have a gas-fed wall, and it's really great because you don't have to worry about some of the things that you do with wood, which is having hot spots. And many times, you get your pizza out, you know, from a wood-fired pizza oven, and you say, oh, wow, 3/4 of this looks phenomenal, and this corner really got a little too close to a log. So it's really nice to be able to regulate it, and of course cooking at high speeds and, you know, really quick ticket times, it makes a world of difference.
Is there one showstopper crust here that is outpacing the others? I mean, I'm an original thin guy.
Yeah.
Love the hand stretch, and I actually think the gluten-free is quite delicious. I mean, you don't have to be gluten-free to eat the gluten-free pizza. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
But I'm an original thin. Which is the most popular crust here?
Well, you know, it's funny. On any given day, it can be any of them.
Wow.
Really, but I mean, the hand stretched and the thin crust, they bounce back and forth. But some days it's all thin. As the weather starts to change, we get a little bit cooler outside. The hand stretch is very popular. And when we do a lot of caterings and takeouts, we always say the hand stretch is really great to travel if you're going to go for a ways and you're going to serve it again. It really is a great pizza for taking to soccer games
or,
you know, anything that you're going to do outdoors, especially as the weather turns nice.
And are you guys, speaking of fall events and such, and actually tailgates, U of A home games, great tailgate experiences.
Absolutely.
You guys are still doing kind of a large party to go program here where you can come in and get pizzas and pastas for larger groups?
We do our party pickups, which is a really, really great deal that you can come in and you get 2 large pastas, you get 6 pizzas, you get cookies, you get drinks, you get all the works with it. And those also you can modify pretty much to your heart's content. And we have an a la carte catering menu, which is really, really great if you want to just take, you know, I want to get 1 pasta and 3 pizzas, and so we can really itemize it and really craft it for whatever event that you're going to have. And, of course, we send you with plates, silverware, drinks, everything you need for a great tailgate or a great soccer party or even, you know, just sitting at home and having a great football party on Sunday afternoon.
Well, that's what's always been so cool about Sir's Sauce is that it's got great service.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you aren't cutting any corners. The people are the girls at the front, well, girls, the young people at the front desk are always very friendly and cheerful. And, they'll, you know, because you got some lasagna, they can always check. And, I mean, they seem to be happy to work here.
Hospitality and the energy and the environment is one of the things that I mostly love about Sauce. It's one of my favorite things. I've been in so many of our locations, and it's contagious between the staff. You know, you can tell that they're not putting on airs. They really love doing what they're doing and really making great food and hospitality for people every day.
Yeah, it shows. It shows.
And one of the things that, unfortunately, you can't send out the door for party pickups is your great wines. You know, you have to stay in Sauce.
That's very true.
Which is what I love to do because I love your thoughtful wine list. You know, you haven't overthought it. You're not coming in with these, you know, super rare, you know, $100 bottle wines. That's not what you want in this kind of an atmosphere. You want an approachable wine that's going to give you a great wine experience, especially paired with one of the menu items here. So when you're thinking about kind of the spectrum of pastas and pizzas, is there a couple of wines that you think are just absolute essentials when you're thinking of that kind of thing on the flavor spectrum?
Absolutely. Well, like right now you have our roasted winter vegetable, which is a classic hit. We've brought it back actually for 2 seasons. Now this will be starting on our menu next month. And
We're getting it advanced.
You're getting it early. You get a sneak preview.
Well, Rita's our celebrity co-host. celebrities are treated very well here at Sauce. So
this is something that's really almost requested year round. So we have to bring it back every season.
Okay.
And
there's
people
a great
really
wine that goes with this salad.
There is a great wine with it. We usually give our Pinot Grigio, our Tangent, is really
it's
wonderful with
wine.
It. It's
Rita
light,
loves that.
It's crisp, it's got a little bit of touches of a little apple in there with it, and I think it pairs wonderfully with this salad. It's, you know, it doesn't overwhelm it or take away from the fresh roasted flavor.
This is a beautiful salad. It is it is a bounty of fall flavors.
The colors are gorgeous.
Exactly. And like we were saying, it's just a treat for the eyes. Vibrant colors coming off of this salad. Walk us through a little bit about what's going on in here. What do we got going
well,
on?
And here
I see some great Brussels sprouts in here.
Yes, absolutely.
Cauliflower.
We have some great winter vegetables. We have a roasted butternut squash, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. Mm. And we toss all that in a wonderful spring mixture. And that's with candied walnuts and cranberries tossed in a champagne vinaigrette.
Just
so
beautiful.
That's why I really think that wine works well with it, because the champagne, you know, you could have something that was over tart if you tried to put it with it.
Seriously,
but they balance well together.
No, spot on, man. Okay, so this is the winter vegetable salad.
Yes, that's our roasted winter vegetable.
Going to be coming back onto the sauce menu at all three sauce locations.
Absolutely.
Again, in about a month.
Yeah, well, perfectly in time for the winner of the pizza contest, the BYOP.
That's exactly right. Okay, so we've begun our tasting with this wonderful bounty of fall, winter flavors. Again, you've brought them all together intentionally and thoughtfully. Just a beautiful place to start the tasting. Where are we going now?
Well, what we have here is two of our gluten-free options. Ooh. And this is something that we've really kind of prided ourselves on. You know, we know a lot of our guests right now either have a dietary requirement or an allergy, and we really want to make it accommodating for them. Mm-hmm. And we try and make sure, and that's why I also mentioned the panini, it's something that people can come in and really craft and have their way just like they would any other pizza and not be reduced by any ways of having a gluten-free option. And the funny thing that we found is we brought this on for people that were specifically gluten-free. Some of our guests love it just for the flavor profile.
I believe that.
I think the pasta is a wonderful rotella noodle that actually holds sauce very, very well. And it's a corn and rice pasta. And I love it. It's actually really light. I mean, I love our arschetta that we use all the time.
Yes.
It's a wonderful noodle. But this is really light and wonderful to have with, like, just a basic red sauce and our pasta red. Or even if you have the mac and cheese and pasta broccoli, it pairs really well.
So this is gluten-free pizza.
It is gluten-free pizza.
I'm going in. And see, there's something. This is live radio. I have to keep talking. 5 years ago, you couldn't eat gluten-free.
Right.
It's true.
Because it wasn't good.
Yeah.
So you are one of the restaurants that are sort of the forward thinkers to sort of discover what are the ways that we can work with food without sacrificing quality, without sacrificing flavor, and provide it to our gluten-free guests. You've done here, and you've done it the way you would do a traditional pizza.
Absolutely.
You've got that beautiful char on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that wonderful chew, that resistance in that crust. You've got the integrity of the pizza is not compromised. You can still pick it up. You can fold it over like I'm doing. And it's just the taste, it's a major surprise.
You would never, never, ever, ever guess. That it's gluten-free, you know.
As a chef, when I joined
just
the brand,
delicious.
One of the things, you know, as a chef, we were always skeptical about some of the gluten-free as we came through it and everything. This is one of the first things I wanted to try because I thought it would be a real tell of what we were doing as a brand. And the chefs worked very, very hard to make sure that we were using the best ingredients, the greatest quality flavors that we could. And I think it's a wonderful pizza. I mean, it's a great option. And again, much like our thin crust pizza, it's very, very light and it's very airy.
Yeah.
What's the pasta dish called again? This is
our pasta red. So
pasta
this is just a straight pasta red sauce tossed with a little Parmesan and fresh mozzarella. Our house red sauce and the
beautiful.
Gluten-free pasta.
Again, who would know?
I mean, this one, I could tell you, I don't think if we told you it was gluten-free,
no way.
That people would know.
There's no way.
I think
the same is true with the pizza. Now, the way you presented and plated the pasta is beautiful because, you know, it's not this ladle of sauce where you have to sort of dig around.
Sure.
You know, you thoughtfully folded it all in. So, again, the integrity of the pasta is there. The fact that you can actually still have a little bit of that al dente quality on gluten-free pasta is astounding to me, but you guys have nailed it. And, again, it's this wonderful flavor, the beautiful cheese over the top. Now, what kind of pasta is this? You know, there's a whole world of pastas. Is this what sort of style of pasta is this?
This is like a rotini fusilli,
like
kind of scorched. It's a corkscrew pasta.
Corkscrew, right.
So
right.
It holds the red sauce really, really well. It's one of the things that I think it just captures the sauce, so every time you have a bite, it captures the flavor. And I know that when we first started, I first started with gluten-free pastas probably 8-9 years ago, even before I was with the brand. And one of the things you used to find is they were very, very fragile when you made them. When you extruded them, they're super fragile. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you couldn't always get this great quality and everything. But now with the different corn and potato flours and starches that you can use in them, you really end up with a great quality pasta that's as full-bodied. And as you said, can be served al dente without any crunch or anything to it. Actually just... I don't think you could tell the difference.
If we just
put this out as our house pasta, I think everyone would think, well, they just changed the type of noodle they put out.
That's right. And we do a lot of work with the gluten-free community here in Tucson, and everybody loves coming to Sauce because, again, you have not compromised flavor when you're talking about these kinds of ingredients. And I would imagine because the world of food has caught up to the expectations of those living a gluten-free lifestyle, you're probably seeing a lot more gluten-free guests coming into Sauce.
We absolutely do. We actually had an eating club here in town, which is a people with celiac, and they came in.
Southern Arizona Celiac Support.
And she came in, and she tried two or three times. She came in before she wanted to bring everyone in. She said she was very sensitive, and we prepared quite a few dishes for her, and she said she felt right as the rain. And there's
Isn't that beautiful? A chef,
there's nothing that you would not like to see is someone come in and then leave and not feel good and not feel wonderful about the meal they had. So we take it very, very seriously when someone comes in. Now, as we always say, we don't have a completely gluten-free environment because, you know, we have flours and pastas. But
of course,
what we do is we take every extreme measure we can to make sure that it is prepared with no flour anywhere near it. We have screens that we cook them on in the oven, so they never touch an oven that is actually dead. They never touch the surface of the oven where the other flour pizzas have been. So we actually go to great lengths to make sure that you're going to come in, you're going to have a great meal, and you're going to feel great when you leave.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, we're going to be doing our trivia question here in just a couple of seconds, but talk a little bit about this pizza that we're about to enjoy.
Oh, that's our hand stretch. That's one of my favorites. That's our hand stretch pesto chicken pizza.
Very good.
To hand stretch by the very gifted and capable and credentialed hands of John May himself. Did you stretch this for us?
Yes, I stretched one before we came out. Absolutely, I did. The one thing we love about our hand stretch dough is that it's just that kind of hearty, flavorful, classic Italian pizza flavor that everyone loves. You know, you can have crisp, but then you just have that hearty just dough that really makes you feel comfortable, and the pizza just feels great, you know, just in your hand holding a piece of hand stretched dough.
Well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners has the courage to call and see if they want to call in to win a gift certificate for Sauce, Pizza, and Wine. You can come into any of the locations and enjoy some great pizzas, some salads, some paninis, some pastas, and some great soups as well.
Absolutely.
All scratch made.
Desserts
here. Absolutely beautiful. Now, have you thought about a question that we can ask our listeners? We can do something here's an idea. We talked about this winter vegetable salad.
Yes.
So if you were listening closely, we talked about a number of ingredients that were in this particular salad. Why don't we just throw it out there and say name one? So don't say lettuce. Lettuce is not one of the options that we will allow, and we will give you the gift certificate. But think about one of those fall, winter ingredients that John May talked about in this salad, and call in. And we're going to give you a gift card if you're the first person. The number to call is 750-7456. Again, 750-7456 for a chance to win a gift certificate to experience Sauce. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
Ned, welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Sauce. Say it with me, Rita.
Sauce!
Pizza and Wine on the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in the Casa Zadovas Plaza here with Chef John May. And Sean, you were just talking to us during the commercial break. You looked out the window onto this great patio, and what were you saying?
No, it's just great to see. You know, it's just a whole bunch of young kids out there having a great time. It looks like they were playing soccer all day, and now they're having a great time eating pasta and pizza and everything out there. That's why I love the open kitchen. You can actually, you know, interact with the guests and see them having a great time.
And kids must just get such a kick out of watching you do your work, too.
They
just
do.
Just fascinated with the whole craft aspect of all of this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of these people, unfortunately, these kids are used to seeing, you know, things come out of a freezer and then into the microwave.
Yeah.
And then here's your pizza.
Yeah.
And Sauce says, no, please get that. Liberate yourself from that burden and that pain. Come to Sauce and experience pizza the way it was supposed to be. Anyway, we got a caller on the line who thinks he might know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, we've got this great winter vegetable salad that we talked to John May about that is going to be coming onto the menu in about a month. And we're going to go to line one and see if John knows the answer to the question. John, we want to know, what is one of the ingredients that is in this salad?
Okay,
John,
here's my pick. I'm going with roasted heirloom beets.
Roasted heirloom beets, he says. John?
Well, that sounds delicious, but that is not in our roasted winter vegetables.
Oh, no, shucks. Thank you.
So sorry. Anyway, that opens up a line at 750-7456. Again, 750-7456. What is one of the ingredients that John May talked about in this great winter vegetable salad that Reed and Conley and I began to devour?
Winter vegetables.
That's, come on, guys, winter vegetables. Anyway, so we talked about kind of the family atmosphere here at Sauce, which means that you're probably open for lunch, you're probably open for dinner. Talk about the hours of operation here at Sauce.
Yes, we're open. We're open from 11 to 9 on the all on the weekdays, and then we're open 11 to 10 on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday. And you know, we get people starting at 11 o'clock if they're, you know, having a great break from work and getting in for their lunch hour. And that's something we definitely pride ourselves in. You can come in, you know, you have 30 minutes for lunch, we're going to get you in and get you out and get you well fed. And then, of course, on the weekends, you know, we have families and everyone coming in from, like, you know, as we were just saying, the kids out playing soccer and having a great time, or, you know, just coming in before they're going to the U of A game. So
yeah, there's a lot of that at the Campbell Avenue one. That's our store, you know,
yeah.
and we go there. It's nice to go in the summertime because it's not quite as busy, but you go there in the wintertime and there's all the cute little college girls, the cute little college boys. And then there's the night of a game. There's a sea of red throughout the whole. Everybody's got their T-shirt on. They're on their way to the basketball game or the football game. And that's a blast, you know?
Absolutely. Our Broadway location is prime for it. We actually, you know, used to say that it's going to be the red shirt hour, and
yeah.
Everybody comes in, especially before basketball games. You know, it's nothing but, you know, Wildcat supporters, you know, as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that the corporate color here at Sauce is red.
Yes.
Because
pizza sauce red.
Must be Wildcat fans. Now, do you ever do any kind of a happy hour or things here? You know, you got some great beers and wines here. Anything on special on the beverage side of things?
Well, we do in the summertime. We do our summer sampler, which is very, very popular, which
We're
is where we pair. Yes, we pair a salad, a pizza, and it's perfect for two, and then a pairing of wines that also goes with it. And it's a really great event that we do every summer that everyone really comes out for. And we're, again, as the Roasted Winter Vegetable, we're asked for that just about year-round. You know, is the summer sampler still going? And, of course, you know, it's January 1st.
Define summer.
And, of course, I would say, no, but we can make that happen for you in some way. We'll figure that out.
Now, we talked about, do you do a pizza of the month every single month? A different custom pizza that's not necessarily on the menu?
We don't, but most of the times we do, so we're starting to do a lot of seasonal variety changes. So, you know, after we do the pizza of the month, we may roll into a seasonal pizza for the fall. And as we bring the brand out and start to really grow the brand, we're really looking at having a seasonal change every year with different menu items.
Oh, that's cool. Good.
Right now we have our summer salad, which is out, which is our watermelon, spinach, and feta.
Yes.
And it's got a white balsamic and honey dressing with it. Really wonderful for the summertime. And we're thinking of also playing with many of those things and going with some of our pizza and our pasta dishes as well.
And what would a fall pizza look like here at Sauce? I mean, not to put you on the spot. But
no, not at all.
What kind of flavors would we expect on top of a pie in that particular season?
Well, oddly enough, that's why I was actually fixing that, the smoked bacon Florentine pizza.
Yes.
We were brainstorming a little bit for our fall pizza options and everything, and I just thought those smoky flavors and the smoked bacon, and I just thought it was great for fall. You know, it's one of those things that you look at, and of course, we also did a little bit of a ham smoked mozzarella, and even played with some cranberries and other things on pizzas, which are a lot of fun to do with. That's why for the BYOP, don't feel limited with what you're going to put out for your ingredients. You can try anything.
Right.
Try anything.
Again,
you know?
Build your own pizza at all Sauce locations. Go on to the Facebook page. Go online. All the information is there at www.saucepizzaandwine.com. Yes, exactly. Chandler, you're inner John May. Say that three times fast. Anyway, John May, we're unfortunately out of time, but we want to thank you and your team for everything that you do to keep us all fed and libated, and thank you for your commitment to craft, because that's what we celebrate here in Southern Arizona.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank
you for coming in.
And from the Well-Fed Foodie,
you,
Rita Conley.
Thank you. I always have such a good time, and thank you for helping me promote the book. And
thank you so
maybe
much.
We can talk about it again.
We will do it.
When it gets closer
we
to
will
publication
do
day.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Rita Conley reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is
On the Menu Live.
Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you at Sauce.
Hey, Pachuco!
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.